translation of corona means is radiation. So if you look at then the Latin for virus, that's poison. So what you have, you put it together, radiation poisoning, which causes this corona effect. And then from the corona effect, it can cause, you know, the deterioration of the cells, which activates the clotting factors, which sends you into hypoxia, which then leads to the dry cough, to the high fever, what have you. It's the pathology that people don't understand, but very simple. And it's coming from chemical and radiation poisoning that's being administered in a so-called something that's protective. But here again, this is a fairy tale. This is a fairy tale. So once upon a time, there was a big bad wolf, people, and there was Little Red Riding Hood, and bad wolf, Papa's grandma, the sweet little grandma. Well, guess who grandma is? Guess who ate grandma? The big bad wolf dressed up, because he wants to eat the Little Red Riding Hood. And the bottom line is this is a fairy tale that has become real. So when we're looking at the crystallization and the fiber particulates that are showing up, and where do they show up? Well, yes, you can find them in the blood, but the body's going to push these out to the extremities, particularly the skin. And so when it starts breaking out through the skin, this is what it looks like, folks. When you start having sores, you know, on your legs, on your extremities, so they're going to appear on your feet, on your calves, you know, on your arms, your hands, and then on your face. It's going to appear on the third kidney, which is the skin, the third largest organ of the body. The second largest, the interstitial fluid or the interstitium is the largest. But when we start looking at these particulates, and the fibrous nature of these particulates that are coming from the inside out. Okay, well, how can you get this inside the body? You either have to breathe it. So this is actually coming from chemtrails. These particulates have been picked up after a storm of chemtrails and analyzed. We've taken pictures of them using phase contrast and bright field microscopy. And yes, we can see their various colors. But these, in combination with the nanotechnology, the nanoparticulates, allow this contact tracing to take place. So that gets into the fatty tissues, because that's the parking place where the body moves from the blood to the interstitium and then into the colloidal connective tissue out to the fatty tissue, i.e. the fatty tissue holds this, okay? So while it's holding it, you know, if it goes into the breast tissue or if it goes into the brain, then you're going to have imbalances in those particular organs or glands. And so this technology is real. You know, it's affecting us environmentally. It's affecting our nutrition, because our nutrition is laced with micro and nanotechnology. The vaccines is another vehicle being used to inoculate us with these concoctions to do what? Well, you know, I mean, use your common sense. To do what? I mean, when your risk for... this so-called phantom infection, which is actually... and because of underreporting, it's probably closer to 10%. It doesn't take, you know, a mathematician to figure this out. I mean, 1% is greater than 0.5%. And I'm being generous on the risk. You're more likely to win the lottery. So why would you impregnate, you know, nucleic acids, genetic matter, foreign DNA or RNA, you know, with chemicals into your body to protect against what? What are you protecting against? That's the point. All of the symptoms are symptoms. And the phenomenon here is understanding the cause and effect relationship. So what we're causing, what we're calling the flu, the influenza, nada. It is not a disease. It's the body's forced expulsion of biological and chemical poison to get rid of it. It's trying to purify the intoxication that's taking place. So you have to really start thinking about what you're eating, what you're drinking, and these inoculations and wearing masks are suppressing proper oxygenation and exhaling of carbon dioxide. This is leading to carbon dioxide poisoning. But the key factors for inoculation is to tie us to the very, very cause of this. It's going to connect you to the Internet of Things. So you're going to be connected with titanium dioxide or oxide, which is a carcinogen, okay, is going to connect you. And here I have isolated the virus. Are you ready?
Bring it on.
There it is.
Oh, it's a 5G
tower.
There's
the virus. It's been isolated.
It's a whole bunch of shit. And they're broadcasting at you with that all that
right.
technology.
Good job.
And they're trying to fuck us right up.
All right, man, look here, Jack. I did some shit before, and I'm going to record over that. Because the levels were pretty hard. Some of it might not have been too inspired, because I got caught in a moment with my gear and rewind buttons and shit like that. Also, I tried to play the clarinet, but I was too close to the microphone, and a high-pitched notes was such a grating tone. Also, the reed wasn't wet. Also, I needed some other shit so that I could get on and come on with the come on and kick a new card. I'm fucking strong.
What did I say that wrong?
No way.
I do the best way all time and every single day.
What makes you think all that crazy manic first year university student motherfucker just got out of your parents' basement bullshit. Why would I want to hear what that about that when you got to, that's what you got to say, man? What the hell do you think I know? You must think maybe not too much.
move out of my way. My way, move on my way, for I'm coming back. Say I'm bound for higher ground. And let me get by. Wait a minute. Sister Stevenson. I'm telling Satan to get back. She got a prayer to pray.
it's all good. See, they call me on the phone. All them crazy motherfuckers. They're demon driven. They're demon driven, right? And they keep bugging me, harassing me day and night. They want to, they try to, but you know what? So much Christos protection of light. They can't really get to me, right? But they try, cause it's the last ditch effort. As the light is shown on the darkness in their heart.
Thank you. There's a being here from every part of the cosmos, and we're all here in unity, unified in this agreement that all is self. Now, there are many of these spaces open. We never fail to mention them. It is something that we've grown accustomed to because it shows that we are in the know. Now, beyond a show that we're in the know, let's go for a display. My pulling away from YouTube, because as you know, I'm not necessarily in that public space or on Instagram or many of these places.
Stay off it.
To me, is a show that I'm not actually interested in people just hearing me. What I'm interested in is dialing into the space that is going to allow me to speak for all of us. What I've been able to accomplish is attune my vessel to the cosmos so that synchronicities are so strong, it's like you're seeing breadcrumbs all the way through your experience. And when you grow to learn and recognize this language and this code that this space is speaking, you will not only have the ability to be quick, as we're going to be talking deeper tonight about Tahuti or Thoth or Hermes or quite a few other beings, you're going to learn to be quick because you're going to gain the power and the access to move with the flow between both spaces, the world of the living and definitely not the world of the dead, because what they're doing over there could be everything in our minds but being dead. And this is actually makes it very interesting because
you're as dead as you'll ever be, and no one ever really dies.
Mississippi River, with waters so deep and wide, my thoughts of you keep rising, just like an evening tide. I'm just like a seagull that's left to see all your muddy waters keep on calling me. Gonna pack my grip and head that way. You see me hang around again someday. 'Cause I know that's the only way to lose the Mississippi River blues. I've often written on your bosom from Memphis down to New Orleans, leaning over muddy waters, flowing through familiar scenes. And when I hear the whistle of an old steamboat down the Mississippi River, again I'm going to flow. I'm gonna pack my grip on the head that way. You'll see me hanging round again someday. Cause I know that's the only way to live. Mean old Mississippi River blue.
Dead actually equates to that it's over, but the word dead or dead means that it's actually just began.
Oh, yeah.
So we find that in the world that all of the deep mysteries are encrypted for a reason. It sets out an adventure before us, not if we believe in it, but if we believe in ourselves. And as you continue on the adventure and you start to see yourself, it lures you in to coming into the total awareness of who you are rather than forcing that on you. It's an extreme responsibility to know who you are. You have to constantly manage staying in the gap, staying in between those realms rather than in one or the other. Or when you enter into those realms, operating with a formula to be able to know what you're doing, where you're going, and also where you may be leading others. It's an extreme responsibility to step out in front of another being and to tell them where to go in the path. Imagine if someone asked me for directions and I send them the wrong way. So to put on this mantle, to actually begin to share the vast levels of knowledge, is of extreme importance, and it should be handled with extreme care. I feel that because we are all in this space based on resonance, that somehow, some way, that mantle is passed to all of us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you what is necessary, what you left with me, to make your path clearer. There are many times where we've left messages to others that we know are going to be in lives that we're going to get into, and we're not necessarily going to remember who we are in that life at first, because we don't go with luggage. We don't go with memories. You cannot go through the memories or the pores of reality with other memories. You have to leave those memories there. So you have to be able to reassemble yourself wherever you go. You have to be able to put yourself together. Like, you know, when someone's going crazy, say, put yourself together. And the more rapid you can do that, the more spaces you can reach.
Best play.
So I know some of y'all are like, okay, give it to me already.
What's he talking about?
You're gonna get it. We're first gonna begin with this awareness. Let me back down my lights just a little bit.
Yeah. It's too bright.
There you go.
Did I step in anything great? Did I really, huh? Did I completely forever change the piece of rat? Surely that. I know I did. I know I did, King.
Probably would. Is it too late for them? Oh, I guess maybe it's not for me to say. If I'm having a bad day, I'd say, no freaking way. How could you have been such a fool and been so complicit to have this alien technology and device having so much control over you? It's got all your information too full. You walk around thinking it's just a tool. Oh, it just happens to be the only way to get in touch with people, huh? Well, they own you, Jack! Better get hip to that and cover up your device with tinfoil when you go to sleep at night, because it reprograms your mind with something called biodigital reprogramming. What we're doing after the fact. It's a good expression, but it's hard to always keep in practice, Jack.
Listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3. I am the host of the show, Tony E. You heard some music done by me, and you heard some other things too, don't you see? Ha dang diddly dee. We ain't here till 3. We're here till 2 a.m. So tell a friend about it.
What I had to do to get to the point of being able to receive this awareness, you know, I definitely had to be very flexible within my consciousness and to make myself, it's like it's all there already. It's all of the knowledge is already in your consciousness.
Know that.
But that's not enough. You must become it. It's like I said, we all have the English language or the alphabet. We know the alphabet and we know a lot of words. And that means then the only thing that remains is really the order of the words. Every day when you say a sentence, the words have to be in a certain order. Imagine if I said, can we to the 5-6 now?
I can get with that.
You're like, what?
No, I know exactly
what's
what
wrong
you
with
mean,
you. Buddy. Like, are you scrambled? What's going on with you? I have to put the words in a specific order. In order for that to be comprehensive to what it is that I'm looking to express, all this stuff functions this way. And this is why resonance is so powerful. So the entering of this particular level of the advent on this climb of Mount Meru, which is a climb up the spine, since we're at 8 degrees, and as I agreed that we would be somewhere around 9, there may not even be any more knowledge transmitted after this. It may be some reflection around that time. But that we would make this ascent and we would come out to the top of ourselves, right into the seat or to the throne, to become the lords of our own lives and to accomplish the ascension process once more. Behold, I can take this thing down and I can bring it back up. If you want to take your notes, behold, I can take this thing down and I can bring it back up. Behold, we saw the ladder going up and down. You're going to know what this really means. You're going to know.
Is that your soul? Is that your soul? Bring it on down into your body.
What these sacred sayings, these sacred symbols are really, really about tonight. Now, it starts off with this code that you're seeing here on the screen, which is a code that was so eloquently cracked, showing the resemblance between the Tetragrammaton, which we've often seen on any kind of chart that you see in where they're going to depict all the angels and God and any Masonic tracing board, anything that represents spirituality. I don't even have to show the pictures here. You'll find it everywhere that if you look at the top and you look at the center, you will see this word. And this word is known as the hidden word.
Don't do it.
That no one can pronounce it.
I can.
And that's a metaphor within itself, because the reason why it can't be pronounced is you have to be it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just to say something. You have to be something. And we talked about how your thoughts and what you say have to match with what is in your heart. And we call that HSM, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, is the way that you accomplish magic. That means that you're in. There's no doubt. You're in the know.
If you listen to this show.
So what this in the know is about this code and how its variant gives us the word Yehudi. Okay? Now, it's important for me to mention that the reason why we have such a schism in the knowledge and in the awareness today is because there was a metaphorical action that took place that governed the levels of power in the nation, the levels of power that each nation could reach.
Nation.
And how that was done is that there was a unified code, a word. Okay? And that word created everything.
Know that.
And when it got around to creating languages and people started using languages, it created one universal language that everything spoke. But in the process of the awareness of what was going on with, let's say, younger beings with a large amount of power, there was a decree that the knowledge would be measured. And you would get your allotment of the knowledge. And this started off with nations, that each nation carried a part of the code. This is what is metaphorically said in the Bible as, you know,
hey man, I'm carrying all of that code because I'm too bold. Space Flame, this is the return of the Jedi. Spelled D-J-E-D-I. Know that.
Thank you.
Thank you.